It's Independence Day in Zimbabwe, and President Robert Mugabe marked the occasion with his first major public speech since the disputed elections of March 29th. The opposition claims it won the elections, and Mugabe is facing heavy international pressure to release the results. Today, Mugabe had some defiant words for his political opponents, but he reserved his harshest criticism for Zimbabwe's former colonial ruler, Britain. He called the British thieves who want to steal the country. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
Zimbabweans are still waiting to learn the results of last month's presidential election. The situation is tense, with reports of government-sponsored violence and intimidation. Besides that, unemployment is at 80%. Hyperinflation has destroyed the economy, and there are severe shortages of basic foods, water, and other necessities. It all adds up to a bleak backdrop for the Independence Day speech delivered by President Mugabe at a Harare sports stadium today. Mugabe told Zimbabweans that the opposition led by Morgan Tsvangirai is plotting an illegal regime change, and he says it's doing so with the help of Zimbabwe's former colonial rulers, the British.
Whereas yesterday they relied on brute force to subjugate our people and plunder our resources, today they have perfected their tactics to more subtle forms. As they, through money as a weapon, literally buy some of our people to turn against their government and accept to be politically manipulated in abandoning their rights.
Earlier this week, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown spoke at United Nations headquarters, and he leveled some blunt criticism at Mugabe.
No one thinks, having seen the results at polling stations, that President Mugabe has won this election. A stolen election would not be a democratic election at all. As the General Secretary has said, the credibility of the democratic process depends on there being a legitimate government. So let a single clear message go out from here in New York that we are and will be vigilant for democratic rights, that we stand solidly behind democracy and human rights for Zimbabwe, and we stand ready to support Zimbabweans build a better future.
Part of Robert Mugabe's speech today appeared to be a direct response to Brown's comments. The Zimbabwean president challenged Britain's credentials as a champion of democracy and human rights.
We, not the British, established democracy based on one person, one vote. Democracy which rejected racial or gender discrimination and upheld human rights and religious freedom.
But in the 28 years since Mugabe took office, he's been accused of numerous human rights violations. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai told the BBC yesterday that Mugabe might have to face justice for his actions.
Robert Mugabe unleashes brutalization against the people for daring to vote against him. I think that is unforgivable.
Tsvangirai's party won a parliamentary majority in last month's vote, but that could be overturned by a recount scheduled for tomorrow. A high court judge today dismissed an attempt to halt the recount. For his part, Tsvangirai weighed in on the significance of the holiday today. He said, "This is the saddest Independence Day for his country since the end of colonial rule." For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.